And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. When we celebrate a feast like Christmas, it really is just a mystery that's too big for us, that we can't afford to let just go by and miss. And these words about the Mother of God can help us tonight. They have an interesting meaning that we don't normally tease out. The word, the Greek word that they use for kept, means gathered them up, you know, like kind of plucked them out and in a sense treasured them up, like gaining more and more these treasures, like a kid with a Pokemon card or those, if any of you guys remember Tiddlywinks or whatever it is you used to collect, those marbles, whatever it is, she kept them, that is, treasured them up. And then reflecting in her heart comes from the word that means to kind of toss, but yet also with, which means kind of toss them around, putting the pieces together is the sense that word means. So Mary treasured all these little mysteries that she saw. She tossed them around in her heart so as to come to a greater richness. I don't know if women still do it, but my mom always had a hope chest. Just a chest of stuff that you put in there, and every now and then you go through and you pull out these little memories, and you remember what they mean. These important moments, like that paperclip that you stepped on and poked a hole in your shoe and he got it out for you, or whatever it is, these little things, and that's how you met, right? And it's these little things that we go over and over, but a lot of us don't necessarily do this by reflex. Quick story from Christmas about my godson. My sister and I are godparents to my cousin's son, our godson. And so she had, as this is a custom in our family, you wrap up something that really isn't what it is, and you try to wrap it difficultly, and you try to trick people. And so she wrapped up this gift for my godson, and he opens up this big box, and inside is a little present on top. So he opens up the little present, and inside is the piece of cardboard that says, "Admit one." And he looks at it and he's like, tosses it aside. I don't even know what that means. And he dives into the box because there must be something better than this stupid piece of cardboard that he doesn't know what means. So he turns his attention to the box and he gets it all unwrapped, and it's a coffee box. And his mom and dad go, "Woohoo, coffee!" And he's like, "Really? Is that really what it is?" And he's got this tone of disappointment in his voice. And he's like, "Is there something else? Can I open it up?" And his dad's like, "Well, you better open it up unless you want coffee." And so he opens it up, and inside, he opens up inside is another package that's all wrapped up in there, and he opens it up, and it's another piece of cardboard, and he just bows down and he's silent. And then all of a sudden his face pops up, he's like, "Really?" He's super excited, because on the top of that piece of cardboard it said, "Admit one. You've been tagged. This ticket is good for one whole day of fun with your godfather and your godmother playing laser tag and arcade games." And so I got a picture of him with this big piece of cardboard and a big thumbs up. He was so excited to get it. But yet, like so many special gifts that we get, so many special gifts that God gives us, sometimes we take this "admit one," we don't understand it, and we toss it aside rather than toss it around in our hearts. without reflecting on what it really means. And the birth of Christ should be a mystery that we don't get all at once, that we can't get in that 5 minutes it takes to open 100 presents. It's just too big. And over this last week, I've been reading different newspaper articles and watching and stuff, and I saw the political scene, and how much division and hate there is floating out there. And I heard about different wars and violence that's happening in our country, and I saw how brutal it was. And then I watched and listened to and heard about family relationships that are so tense and hurtful. Different words that we say or won't say. Brothers and sisters who are fighting, reacting rather than reflecting. How they're ungrateful to their parents. They're holding grudges, pushing buttons. And this even happens by kids still living in the same house. What I began reflecting on is I tried to spend more time at the manger because it's Christmas every day this week. I was reflecting on how ugly our world can become sometimes. And yet the beauty of this baby in the manger. I realized how he came to be held by those who rejected him, to give light to those who stopped looking for him, who would eventually say, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing," to those who were killing him. And I thought, I would like to keep more of this kind of love, the kind of love that this baby brought in my life. I thought, how much nicer it would be if there was more of this kind of love in the world, love that brings healing and peace and hope into the world. I want that for me. I want that for you. So I decided to pick up my Admit One ticket that I had cast aside. I decided to keep pondering it in my heart. And I hope you will too. How can we have more love like this in the world? How can we keep our ticket and reflect on it in our hearts? Prayer. Prayer. 20 minutes every day. Doesn't matter if you're 7, a teenager, you got kids, you work a lot, or you're an old man or woman now. The Christmas message, love coming into the world, is one to keep and to reflect on in our hearts. We need to treasure up what God is doing for us. We need to put these pieces together. There was a Catholic author who wrote something. I'm just going to give you a little bit of quote. Because they said, "I knew when I was young, I knew that the saints were holy. But I never remember anyone suggesting that everyone had to be holy. That I myself had to become holy. I admired the saints and felt inspired to be a better person, but it never really clicked that I was supposed to be one of them. For me, good enough was good enough. And it wasn't until I became an adult that I started learning about the universal call to holiness, that God wants each of us to be holy, and that it's not optional. It's a requirement." A couple of months ago in our parish, we talked about being good stewards of our time by giving 20 minutes of our time to God every day in prayer. It's time to give Him that 20 minutes. It's time to renew it in ourselves by spending 20 minutes every day treasuring up all the good things God has done for us and putting them together that we can see what His kind of love is like, so that we can bear forth the love of God into the world, just like Mary did. Mary, the mother of God, the mother of divine love, who we celebrate today. Brothers and sisters, I believe this is something that you desire. I believe it's something that you desire deep in your hearts, and I think it's something that can be very good for our community. So I'm with you on this. I support you on this. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.